When they're not playing politics, Hollywood stars still find the time to play a character or two in movies. Here's our weekly digest of what the critics think of the latest films. Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's summary judgment.
Now that it's fall, some of the studios start to bring out their serious prestige projects in hope of getting some Oscar buzz going, so let the buzz begin. Academy Award-winning writer Paul Haggis of Crash and Million Dollar Baby fame now teams up with Tommy Lee Jones in the mystery drama In the Valley of Ella, where Jones is determined to find out what happened to his missing son once he returned from military duty in Iraq.
Hey, I know you're busy, but all I need you to do is make one phone call to his bank and find out if he's made any withdrawals or used his credit card in the last week.
Retired cop or just watched a lot of TV?
Military police retired.
Then you should know. Army has jurisdiction over its own personnel. I'm sorry. I hope you find your son.
Critics are impressed. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer cheers. Tommy Lee Jones drives the film with a beautifully realized performance. USA Today finds In the Valley of Ella gut-wrenching and thought-provoking. And The Hollywood Reporter raves a deeply reflective, quietly powerful work as timely as it is moving. Director David Cronenberg and actor Viggo Mortensen teamed up 2 years ago in the critically acclaimed A History of Violence, and they reunite in the dramatic thriller Eastern Promises, where an innocent woman becomes deeply entangled in the Russian mob. Naomi Watts also stars.
She was 14. Read the diary. She was 14 when he raped her. You bastards murdered her.
Spako is here. Anger is very dangerous. Makes people do stupid things.
The nation's critics applaud Eastern Promises. Variety calls it among David Cronenberg's very best films. The Chicago Tribune shouts an unusually strong crime thriller, and the Toronto Star adds menacingly brilliant. Apparently one vigilante movie per month isn't enough, and even though Kevin Bacon's Death Sentence flick bombed just last week, Jodie Foster is ready to pick up the slack in The Brave One. Foster plays a public radio host who is a victim of a violent crime and decides to do something about it. Terrence Howard also stars.
We got some more information on that subway shooting. Turns out there was a woman on the car. Now, all this time, we've been looking for a man with a gun. It was a woman with a grudge.
Well, I guess there's a lot of us out there.
The critics are split on this one. The Washington Post likes it. As a rabble-rouser, it is superbly effective, driven forward by two powerhouse actors. But the Minneapolis Star Tribune warns Foster isn't the only one abused in this film. Viewers are too. And the Austin Chronicle sighs that The Brave One is rather pedestrian and often flawed. Well, the one part of the movie that rings true is that Foster's crime-fighting machine is a radio host. A recent study showed that most vigilantes are from radio. Which reminds me, Starbucks charged me for a double latte this morning and I only got a single. Time for some justice with extra foam.
Mark Jordan Ligon brings the pain as a writer in Los Angeles.